So they're reminding us to make room for the light. In other words, we're still clearing out the cupboards. We're still clearing out the closets. So what we're going to come upon is debris of old inference. In other words, just like energies of days gone by or old trappings, where it's sort of like the mind's going to get a little crowded. So as we open up to join with our higher heart, we open up our true request. In other words, there is this light that is literally upon us that's looking for, when they're saying our request, like our agreement, our authorization, our engagement. So allow yourselves to receive this light with supreme gladness. So when I say supreme gladness, it's like the picture of a goddess when she has all those arms. And so the idea about all those arms is it requires simply a little bit of our willingness. And once we say yes, once we sign on the dotted note, once we align with the relevance of love, we literally sort of, I know this sounds funny, but it's almost like we become superheroes. And what I mean by that is we're no longer functioning out of darkness. We're no longer functioning out of our ego. We're no longer functioning out of that aspect of self that's been trapped in the lower dialogue, in the lower energy. So it's sort of like there's this new performance, there's this new arrival, there's this new authorization, there's this new engagement that is upon us. So when they're saying upon us, it's not like 2 weeks turn around, like a corner, it's literally here. So we're the ones waking up to a new lifestyle. We're the ones waking up to our new, I'm going to say destiny, because that destiny is its destined. So it reminds me a lot of that daily message where our destiny is upon us. So allow the gifts to arrive with full intrusion. So full intrusion is, you know, knocking on the door. Is anyone here? Because I have a package for you. We sometimes get that. The dog lets us know in sessions. So it's like there's something here for you. There's a new arrival here for you. So we're the ones that signed for that package. They're insisting that I keep saying this. I'm kind of saying to them, like, we've already said that. They're like, say it again, because it really needs to revolve around the truth of self. In other words, we need to hear this over and over and over so that our hands are reaching. So remember that image of the goddess where it's like she's got eight arms on one side and eight arms on the other side. She's equipped for anything and she has great strength. So that's how we each want to receive ourselves, that we have all the wealth to enjoy. All the wealth to enjoy is that our higher selves are joining with us as we remember to sign for the package, as we remember to stumble not. Stumble not is I'm stumbling with the old voice, with the old fear, with the old triggers. But as I remember to stumble not, meaning I reach for the sunshine, I reach for God's glory in the highest. So again, when we say God, we don't mean a separate essence separate from us. We mean our godly essence, our godly self, our higher self, our Christ self, our divine self. So we're reaching for what is already prepared. So just imagine like someone prepared a picnic basket, and you just fully assume if I reach in my hand, I'm going to bring out a sandwich. I'm going to bring out whatever was made for lunch. We wouldn't have a second thought that it wouldn't be there. So we want to develop that sense of confidence. So we want to develop that sense of like that proactive reach approach where we're guaranteed success. So it's like if you have an apple tree and you reach your hand up, you very much plan on being able to assert that forward stance and pull down that apple. So it would never dawn on you that the apple wouldn't be coming. So as we receive they keep saying intrusion, and I always, that always would give me a negative connotation, but they're emphasizing that intrusion, and I really feel it on the left side my crown chakra right now, because it really does feel like an intrusion in a way. It's sort of like, you know, like your regular programming is being interrupted because. So they kind of mean like that kind of intrusion, because it has enough of an energy, it has enough of an interference in a positive way, enough of an interference where it actually changes your lifestyle, because we're coming into new engagements. So we want to remember that the gifts of prophecy are before us, and they've already arrived. So all these energies in June that we're triumphing with, that we're joining with, that we're putting out for full display. So you're putting out like your fine china or something that you consider of great value. In essence, that's what we're doing with our light. We're really coming to agree with our light. We're coming to agree with our power. We're coming to agree with our new existence. So we want to remember that this is really what we would call magical energy. And the idea behind it, again, remember the intrusion, is we're no longer in the same energies that we were a month ago. And so while it may seem like the same life, they're saying it's apparently different. And so when they mean by apparently different, it's we're different, we're holding different light, and that is continuing. So this is what they mean about the intrusion, where it's like, excuse me, coming in, like here comes the new furniture. So this would be like a positive intrusion, a positive display. So allow yourselves to be guided, allow yourselves to be orchestrated, allow yourselves to be lifted up and join with. So join with, remember, we're receiving those light codes, we're receiving those harmonics, and allowing that pulsation to perform. So the pulsation to perform is we're stepping out of faith. In other words, we're no longer blocked with these old energies. So again, remember, you know, the closets and the drawers, and it's like, you know, I'm still carrying some of this old junk, but remember that we're being offered a choice of our new safe haven. So in other words, we're aligning with our light. We're aligning with our holy relevance. And so this is what brings us our new cascading evidence. So we're opening up to the truth of self. And so this is where we break binds with the past, because we're no longer subjected to all of those old emphasis, old belief systems, old paradigms. And so that's why some of us are sort of like, oh, it seems to be getting harder, not easier, because everything that is ready to be released, like everything from the back of that drawer, the back of the closet, is now being self-revealed because of the light that's here to bring us into our holy remembrance, to bring us into our holy conclusion. So again, as we open up and seal our fate, open up and seal our fate is yes, please. So that yes, please has to be counted upon. In other words, we always have free will. We always have choice to disregard the light and to continue in the fear. So the yes, please is we're allowing that full engagement. We're allowing that full, they're saying ecstasy. I'm like, really? Like, say ecstasy. So the reason they're saying ecstasy is well, when I say that word, there's a pointer. There's like an offering. I'll just call it an offering. So when they say ecstasy, it's like a light. It's like ding, ding, ding. So we're allowing that to be given. We're allowing that to be recognized. We're allowing that to be included. We're allowing that to be plausible. In other words, to be part of our graduated evidence, meaning our new lifestyle. So we're allowing the shift to take place with ease. We're allowing that graduated emphasis. We're allowing that place of new beginnings. We're allowing that seal of satisfaction. In other words, allowing, agreeing, attesting to, providing a solid placement for that light to proceed, to be one with, and allowing those changes to occur. Because again, we're standing up straight, meaning when we're holding this voltage, when we're holding this light, we open up new circumstances, we open up new destinies, we open up new opportunities because of our lifted grace, because of our lifted stance. So allow that to take place, allow that to occur with ease and grace, with loveliness, with true concession. In other words, I'm ready. Whatever is ready to shift, whatever I'm now ready for, allow it to occur, because everything we experience again is an outpicturing of the alignment, the frequency that we're involved in. So again, this is how we shift timelines. This is how we offer ourselves new placements. We bring in new realities. And we do this very, very quickly. And so when they use this word like magical, it's because they're reminding us to proceed. They're reminding us, it's sort of like be our guest. And so we're the ones graduating in a way. And so we're doing this like level by level by level by level. So it's very important when we get like sort of lost in the dark, not to feel that we're backsliding, because that's not the case at all. The case is we're being promoted. So it's sort of like, okay, here's the next energies that are ready to be diffused, lifted up, whatever it is. And so we want to really feel that continuing orchestration, that continuing enhancement. So again, it's like, and when we kind of lose our way sometimes, they're sort of like reminding us to remember the light, to remember the light, to call on the light, because we're the ones that stay included. We're the ones that serve ourselves. So we always want to remember that. It's like if you walk into a room and you can't see, you switch the light on. So they're going to keep reminding us this like often and often again. So it just becomes automatic. So we become our own seers. We become part of our new ongoing lifestyle. So allow that to take hold, and remember, we offer that to one and all. So all those that may be lost, struggling, those that we may be having conflict with, friction with, we offer them that light of true remembrance. So we're offering it to all those we love. We offer that guidance and awareness to all those that may be reaching out for love, that may be coming in the form of fear or pain or whatever it may be. So we remember that we're really all one. So everyone that we hear, everyone that we recall, are really aspects of ourselves. And so we're welcoming all of our self home. So we allow that to be offered and gifted. And then we're including all aspects of our divine lifestyle, meaning any areas that, I would like the frequency and light to be heard here. So we send it there as well. Parts of our global community. Your own country, city, family. And just don't be surprised by who arrives. So for me, I had someone, I probably haven't seen them since seventh grade. Literally have not spoken to them since seventh grade, but there he is. So we trust that, we're all one. So whoever's ready for that energy is just going to appear. Receive, receive, receive. So it is. All right, thank you, everyone.